When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Klay Thompson, you need to move Klay Thompson this summer. You absolutely need to move him.
That might be too late, Sharon. I don't know, man. What are you going to get out there for this game? They messed up.
He's like that, yo, he's like that milk in the fridge where it's like, this is best due by this date. We at that date. It still could be good. It still could be good or it could be bad. You don't know.
But all of a sudden, that date is like 2, 3, 4 months old now, Sharon. Overnight.
He right on the cusp. It could be good. Get one last drink out of this, or you need to throw it away.
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth.
All right, another episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. I'm Josue Pavone alongside Cedric Maxwell and the special guest in this episode, getting you guys ready for the playoffs, man. We got A'Sherrod Blakely from the Big 3 NBA Podcast, CLNS Media Zone. And fellas, Chicago Bulls.
Don't forget about the Garden Report.
The Garden Report, too. Look at you with the fresh tea. Let me get one of those, Sherrod.
It's playoff time, man. You got to bring out the fresh teas in playoff time. You know that.
Man, Nick came through with the fresh teas.
Wow. With the merch. Oh, you didn't know about the merch? Yeah, we got some merch.
I ain't seen that. You know, we haven't had ours yet, have we, Josue?
We haven't. We got to figure that out. All right. We got to also get everyone ready for the NBA playoffs, man. You got the Chicago Bulls or the Miami Heat up against the Celtics in the first round. Also, the rest of the Eastern Conference as well, when you look at what's going on. I mean, out west, we will talk about at the end, but let's start right there between let's keep it in the East Coast, man, between the Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat. Or I should say a shorthanded Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler has been ruled out for this matchup against the Bulls. Sherrod, let's start with you, man. How are you feeling about this game going into Friday night and the Celtics matchup in the first round?
I mean, the Chicago Bulls, if they don't win this game, they need to be slapped. There is no rational thought to why they should not win this game. When you don't have Jimmy Butler, he's not going to play. Terry Rozier, he ain't going to play. Yeah. And right there, that's basically two of the top three scorers right there. Two of their top three impact players are going to be doing the same thing that you and I are going to be doing, watching the game. So the Bulls, you know, they got some players that people don't really know that much about this season because they've been so bad. No one's really paid attention. Kobe White has had one of the best seasons of guys that are, you know, don't just jump off the radar, you know, and they always got DeMar DeRozan, baller, you know, Vooch, you know, in the front court, always get you buckets. They got some players and they should be able to get past a very, very beaten down Miami Heat team. And that should be the team the Celtics will see in the first round.
I think that's a fair assessment, but at the end of the day, I just think the Bulls just haven't played up to par. You know, you look at the way they played so far this year, they played down to the level of the competition. They do have some exceptional players over there. But I believe that if you say the Heat in one game going into Chicago, or going down to Miami, you know, I think the Heat can win it. But then the Heat are just like the Lakers. They jump out of the frying pan into the fire, and they have to play the Celtics shorthanded. And as well as much fear as people have had about Miami Heat, if they don't have Rozier, if they don't have that guy Jimmy Butler, that series should be a very quick series for the Boston Celtics. Just, you know, let's just think of the way it should be played. Miami is they're heady, they're smart. Look what they did against Philly. Shorthanded, you know, they took Philly down to the wire. What does it say about Philadelphia? But I think it says more about Heat and what they always talk about, Heat culture and how they play in these big games.
Well, when I look at Friday night's matchup, I'm looking at DeMar DeRozan. Like, this is the opportunity that you have to not only win this game and go into the first round, but, you know, get the guys rallied up, get them ready for this matchup, knowing that, hey, their best guys are out. They have weapons that aren't there. They're not the same scary Miami Heat team they were a year ago. I mean, let's face it, you know. Like, this Chicago Bulls team, they should be motivated to win this game. I think that should be enough. I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. Who knows? Miami Heat culture, maybe it takes over and they can squeeze out an incredible win. But I got to give the odds to not only the Chicago Bulls to win this, but to look even better against the Celtics.
Yeah, the odds are. I think you guys, again, are right. But Chicago has played down to the level of the competition. They've been up and down all year round. You know, this thing that they've been going through with their best player not playing, wanting to be traded, and all these other things kind of go along with them. Zach LaVine, I just don't believe in who they are right now. I happened to talk to Maurice Cheeks, who's their assistant coach. He talked about the Celtics and said, just, man, this is a great team. You guys have a great squad. And for a guy I played against during the 80s, in the 76ers, to say anything positive about the Celtics, that said a lot to me.
Man, I hope you got that on tape, because nobody gonna believe you if you ain't got video these days.
I'd have to kill his ass to say that again. So I just took it as we were walking out. Sometimes, you know, HRI guys just try to be friendly, but I thought for a minute he was very sincere about it. But, this is a golden opportunity right now for Chicago. But it seems like more of a golden opportunity right now for the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The one thing, Max, you touched on, and I think this is really important to kind of give people a sense of why. When you start looking at the names on this Chicago Bulls roster and then you look at that record, something don't add up. There's more talent on this team than wins and losses will reflect. And I think a lot of it comes down to just mental toughness. They just seem like a very soft team from the neck up. They don't play hard. They don't play focused. When they have teams in position to win, they find a way to fold like a July folding chair and you know, in the park. They are that team that you're looking at and saying, why is this team so mentally weak? Billy Donovan, great guy.
Put Drummond in the mix too, right, who's been a huge rebounder and a pain in the Celtics' ass for the last, you know, 10 years. But the Celtics have played Chicago. Essentially, they've owned Chicago. They're going to have to do something. This Zach LaVine thing is still, I think, hanging over their head. With Zach LaVine, they're going to be traded. They didn't move him. Chicago made no moves. But, Coby White can be dangerous. I mean, they have some guys who are very, very skilled players.
Yeah, you know, you think that they're beyond Lonzo Ball at this point. And I don't mean that in the sense of, like, man, this team can't succeed without him, but you would think that that there would be guys that would step up more or more consistently. That's a good point. Yeah. All right, guys.
Look, I wouldn't take a Ball man for nothing in the world right now. Alonzo, Theo, whatever ball head guy.
LaMelo.
Romeo.
Whatever ball you're talking, their daddy. I wouldn't take any of those guys right now. Because
Max said, even the kid in eighth grade. Nah,
yeah, they haven't played. But, and they're exceptional. Let me make sure I say exceptionally talented players when they play. But right now, they've been off the injured. They talk about LaMelo Ball down in Charlotte saying, you know, he doesn't even come to the games. I talked to one of the players and said, look, it would be nice if he came to the game with us, but he doesn't even follow the team now. He played about 55 games. He has some Lamborghini down in Charlotte. I didn't mean to jump off base, but when you ball up the ball's man name, I'm like, that's just not a pretty picture.
Max, you are not the first to be triggered by the ball name. You are not the first. Facts.
I had no idea. All right, now I know. All right, let's move things to the Western Conference. The Golden State Warriors officially eliminated after losing to the Sacramento Kings, and this one wasn't even close, guys. I mean, 118-94 is your final score. Sherrod giving out some tears. You got Max ready to go to sleep. I mean, is this it, guys? Is this it for the Warriors? And if so, what's next coming up this summer, this offseason? Sherrod, I'll start with you.
Rap. That's where we're at. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap, right?
And they're done. They're done. The smart play right now is when you own a company and you got assets that aren't quite up to par. You're trying to get as much as you can for them while you can. Klay Thompson, need to move Klay Thompson this summer. You absolutely need to move him.
Maybe too late, Sharon. I don't know, man. What are you going to get out there for this? They messed up.
He's like that. Yo, he's like that milk in the fridge where it's like, this is best due by this date. We at that date. It still could be good. It still could be good or it could be bad. You don't know.
But all of a sudden, that date is like 2, 3, 4 months old now, Sharon. Overnight.
He right on the cusp. It could be good. Get one last drink out of this, or you need to throw it away. But you need to get some. You need to get something for him now, because to me, he's the one piece in your core group that Ashley has, I think, some value.
Max, let me check my milk. Those things, days fly by, man.
Because I still think Klay's a good player. I just don't think Klay is going to do anything to help them move the needle anywhere close to being a title contender. And for Klay, you know, to go somewhere and have maybe one last shot at winning a championship or be part of another team's rebuild and have a prominent role in that, I like that for him. Steph, he's still one of the best in the game. Draymond actually had one of his best years this year shooting from three-point range. People don't talk about that because obviously there's other things that Draymond brings to the game that we find ourselves talking about. Bottom line is they need to move at least one core piece this summer to have any shot of rebuilding, because that really needs to be the mindset now, rebuild.
This episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast is powered by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less in two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what makes Prize Picks the number one sports app. This week on Prize Picks, I'm selecting Derek White for more than 4.5 assists and Kristaps Porzingis for more than 8.5 rebounds. It's that easy. Download the app today and use the code CLNS for a first deposit up to $100. That's CLNS for a first deposit up to $100. Download Prize Picks today and make sure you use the promo code CLNS.
Well, I mean, that's what Danny Ainge talked one time. We was talking Red Auerbach, and was talking about Larry Bird and Kevin McHale at the end of their career. They had an opportunity at that time, Red Auerbach, to move them for Sam Perkins and Deadlift Shrimp down
the Chuck Person part of that deal too?
That something was in
that. I heard deal. Chuck Person's name in that too. Yeah, with the Pacers.
And Red Auerbach had already said never, ever fall in love with the product. Well, he fell in love with the product and kept those two guys beyond their shelf life. And I totally agree. I think that if you listen to Steph, if you listen to Draymond, if you listen to anybody with the Warriors, they're like, yeah, we want to make sure we keep him. And we got to make sure Thompson, you know, is coming back. They're thinking right now with their hearts and not with their heads. And I think if you are Klay Thompson, I think I'm in agreement with you, A. Sherrod, is the fact that it's time now to make that move. If you are him as a player looking to elevate and elongate your career, prime example would be Ray Allen. Ray Allen was a guy at the end of his career with the Celtics, was on the bench. His production and productivity was going to go down, and he decided to make that move to Miami, which was absolutely the best. Looking back on it, it was the best business move that he had made. Go down there and win another championship and hit one of the biggest shots ever. Klay Thompson could be in that same mix. If you think about him as a player, going to a good team, a really good team, and being one of those spot-up shooters coming off the bench. But that's a hard thing for a star, a future Hall of Famer, to take that step back and saying, and then the Warriors also at the same time are going, hey, we need to cut the cord right now. A. Sherrod, you have a son, you have a daughter. There's a and just the way you're a son, you're not a father yet, but And so as fathers, right. There's a time when you kick that kid's ass out the house. All right, time for you to go.
My father
shook my hand at the very end and said, good luck. When I got off to college, and said, and last words he said, don't come back.
That's what's
up. Those are facts. And then Sherrod has a son. He has a daughter. There's a point where you just have to cut. Now, daughters are going to
That's why you're so successful. There you go.
Well, daughters are going to hang on a little bit longer because daughters always have your purse string. But boys, you know, there's a certain time with them.
Sherrod made a face.
Passes out and say, goodbye, son. You know, go ahead. Go out in the world and make daddy proud.
Exactly. And I think, you know, Clay, he's lived a charmed life. If you really think about it, he got drafted by the right team, got the right role, has won multiple championships. And when I look at the NBA landscape, if I'm Golden State and I'm going to move him, I'm going to move him. Perfect place would be out east. But if you don't do that, don't send him somewhere where you can get the most in return, like an Oklahoma City. You could get a decent player and a bunch of draft picks for Klay Thompson. And Oklahoma City, they wouldn't even be tripping about the picks because they got so many. That speeds up your rebuild. Plus, you'll probably get a decent player that Oklahoma City would deem expendable. They got about 7 to 8 guys that can ball. So it's not like you don't have some options. So you ain't getting Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You know that's off the table. But other than that, pretty much everyone is available. So Golden State, they can't do what Red did. They got to do the anti-Red thing. You can't fall in love with these cats to the point where you can't let them go when you got perfectly good deals on the table or potentially to be on the table for them.
And especially when you look at what's been going on across the NBA. I mean, look at the Boston Celtics. Look what they did, right? It was bittersweet at the time with trading KG, trading Paul Pierce. What did those picks turn into? Jason Brown, Jason Tatum.
Those were some Hall of Fame hustles. If we had like a Hustler Hall of Fame for NBA GMs, Danny Ainge would be a first ballot entry. When you look at that, when you look at the Brooklyn deal, look what they did with San Antonio. Basically Romeo Langford and a couple of stuff, and you get kind of like Derek White return. Oh my God.
Let me ask you guys this then. How badly does Steph Curry want to win another championship? Because let's face it, guys, if he's that guy, if he's that dude, I'm going to the front office and saying, look, man, what are we going to do here? We got to figure this thing out because I want to squeeze another championship out. I mean, that's what Kobe would do. That's what LeBron would do. You know what I mean? Well, LeBron probably would just try to go somewhere else. But anyways, my point is something about Steph when he talks about these guys makes me wonder if he's okay with riding off into the sunset with those 4 rings.
This episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast is powered by Factor Meals. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccini, and asparagus. No fuss. No mess meals. Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Tailored to your schedule, customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/Cedric50 and use the code Cedric50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code Cedric50 at factormeals.com/Cedric50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's factormeals.com/Cedric50 and use the promo code Cedric50.
I think that you're right in that way. What he would do, I think that he's put his foot in his mouth already saying, we want Clay back. I can't imagine not.
Can't go back on that now.
Without Clay. And that is tough to do when they what happens, and like love it or not, they come to you as one of the bigger players. They come to that star player and they ask him a question. What would you like to do here? And he might not want to be the bad guy, but if he wants to elongate the opportunity for him to win another championship, and most teams, what they do, they maximize that skill set that they have to try to elevate that player to play as well as he can during that time, I think you have to make this particular move.
Yeah, because, I mean, you bring this core group back the way it is, you basically got, like, the Jackson 5 tour 3 years after the Jackson 5 tour.
After Michael left the group and after Michael Jackson died, and then all of a sudden the Jackson.
You got a hologram up in that moment.
Yeah.
We're going on tour right now. We're going on tour. I mean, you know, they had a couple of tour dates that were set up.
The spin move's not going the same.
Nah,
someone dropped the mic.
Yeah, we good.
Exactly. I mean, and again, people will come see you play because they're going to be thinking about, man, I remember when they used to be that. When in fact, the reality is they ain't that no more.
I used to hear that story. Yeah, sorry, not to cut you off, but I used to hear that story about the OGs talking about the Celtics, man. Like the people who, you know, much older than me saying, like, man, I it's my last chance. Larry's going to hang up soon. You know, these guys are going to play forever. It was like I don't want to say a museum or whatever, but it's like a last tour, if you will, right? Yeah. And that's what this is going to turn into. And I just, again, man, like, I just wonder if it's one of those things with Steph is, like, with or without you guys. Like, if not, then I'm cool riding off with four championship rings, though I'm still that dude. I'm still a top five player in this league.
You know? We got to make sure you always keep these props so we can do this. It's milk. I think it's good. I think
we're good. Like, okay.
When it start curling up in your damn cereal, you're going, I think I'm good here now. That's
where they're at right now.
Yeah.
We're done. Exactly.
All right. Finally, guys, the Kings versus the Pelicans Friday night, which will complete the bracket going into the first round. First round matchup, Celtics starts on Sunday. But who do you guys got for out West?
I'm going to go Kings. The Zion factor just makes me nervous. Whether he plays or not, I at this point, even if he does play, he's probably not going to finish the game if he did play, because that's not what he do. He's just not a finisher like that. He's a great player, but he's just not that guy yet. So you know, the Kings, they've got the experience. They got good coach Mike Brown. They've got good players. They should win that game. They should win that game handily, I believe.
I totally agree. I think that the way Sabonis is playing, the way the Kings, Keegan, I don't know how many times I heard them, Keegan Murray, you heard they with him knocking down shots.
Yo, that game was crazy.
I mean, if they get back one of their best players offensively, Malik Monk, they're going to make some noise. But I'd be damned if you and I are going to leave this podcast without talking about them Fakers going to see Denver. I know, Josue. I ain't going out. We ain't going out like that. I'm going to get A. Shiraz's opinion about what he thinks about the Lakers in this. And there are a lot of people out there, they have a fighting chance right now against
they forgot Max, and that's
for the record.
They
got a
fighting chance. They dropped the word no. They have no fighting chance. Listen, that game.
And plus, for the record, Max, I would have led with that if they lost, but they won. So I figured you didn't want to talk about it. Go ahead, Shiraz.
I think they'll get swept. I honestly think they will get swept in their first round series.
But something about it tells me that they have enough pride that they won't get swept. But it'd be critical in those first two games. But if Denver goes in and rolls them in them first two games, and they have to play the third, that is what I have to give. As much as much shit as people want to talk about the Boston Celtics, them dudes had a chance last year to get swept by Miami, and came back, and within Jason Tatum ankle injury completed one of the greatest comebacks in the history of the NBA. So that's why I have so much more respect for Joe and his players and what they did last year. Intestinal fortitude. Because and you know, one of the dudes who we, you know, you had was Marcus Smart. People gonna talk a lot of junk about it, but Marcus Smart was the catalyst to you winning game five, game six. You know, he was a catalyst to winning that. So we hope the Celtics won't be in that position, but man, if the Lakers get in that position, I could easily see them folding camp. But because I think that Joker has put a lot of pressure right now on Anthony Davis. And I think they've won the last six games that they played against the Lakers, swept them, and then this year they beat them again. So yeah, I just wait. There's no way I'd have stabbed you if I'd been close to you, saying we finna got here without talking about them damn Fakers going out west. Now, if you want to talk about the Boston Celtics, what they do, what they're upcoming, but yeah, we know there's a certainty to that. We don't know what team, and we're going to get back and talk about it. Chicago Boys is going to be Miami, but man, what we do know is the Lakers are right now, they are going to play Denver, and all my friends who are Laker fans, good luck.
Look, they get down 1-2-3. That series becomes 1-2-3 Cancun. 1-2-3 Cancun. That's what I see.
Yeah. See, Sherrod, man, like, Max likes to get in front of this thing, right? So he wants to be able to play the table. Oh, no, I called this, all right? The Lakers didn't have a shot. So I got you now, Max. Because I was going to say, you know we're going to do an episode in the middle of the first round series. But by that point, maybe they're down 3-0. Maybe it's 2-1. Who knows? But we'll see what happens with that first round matchup, because it's easily the most daunting matchup, I would say, in the Western Conference for sure. And that's for your Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers fans out there, man, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, it's going to be a big challenge for this team.
Hey,
for sure.
But before I let you guys go, I have to ask you also about the landscape out here. Giannis being hurt, maybe possibly not coming back. New York right now.
No Julius.
And Philly. New York no and Julius, Philly. Yeah. And you know, Maxey has played well. I mean, there are a lot of good series out there on paper that you look at and go, ooh, this is interest. There's a lot of interest. But this Celtic thing, what comes up, if they, you know, they get in, I just think that if the Celtics are who we think they are, I've said this over and over again on TV, radio, whatever, if they are who they think they are, this is a it's more wide open than ever right now. The door is wide open for the Boston Celtics. Their health, everything. Joe Mazzulla has played this thing to a T. Brad Stevens has rested guys. This is a rested team. The only thing that would bother you at the end is they did not have anything to play for, and they did not seem like they played with a sense of urgency, which, you know, I would love for them to do at the end of the day, especially at the end of the season. Peyton Pritchard played like his life depended on it, but everybody else kind of just, I understand that we're 11, 12 games ahead, but Peyton Pritchard's the only guy that I thought just went to the next level in these last 2 weeks or so. He was balling like nobody's been. He was balling like he was trying to get another damn contract.
For real. That's exactly. That's, I mean, Peyton had that ninth day on a 10-day contract game going this last month.
For weeks and weeks.
You know, every dribble down the court, looking up the clock. You think he's looking at the shot clock? No, he's just looking at the date, making sure, okay, I got another day. Okay, let's go. I love that about him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, man.
He was spot on.
Hey, Sherrod, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you coming on. Where can people find your work, man?
Anywhere and everywhere. Mostly on Chillinous Media Network with the Big Three NBA podcast.
Put that damn merch up again. That's what I want. Man, I
also do stuff with the Garden Report.
That thing looks fresh.
Hold on.
We're the best looking ones on there, Sherrod. Let's keep it
on. We are.
Just way in there.
Yeah, it's Joe Sway in there.
Where is he? Which one is he? Oh,
what you mean?
Where's Bobby Manning at? The leader of the pack.
He's way to the left, I think, or right.
Bobby's Okay, it's a Bobby. It's a black and white T-shirt, so Bobby kind of blended in too much with the T-shirt.
Okay, Bobby's so white, he'll just go into okay.
I knew there was a joke in there somewhere. I knew it. All right, that's gonna do it for this episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. I'm Joseph Pavot. He's H. Rob Blakely. Cedric Maxwell. We'll see you guys next week.